It's match day, LFU, which means one thing, it's lads pre-match pod. We're here pre-Wolverhampton Wanderers game and post-Fulham game. I mean, what a game that was, eh? It wasn't. So this is lads pre-match pod, the correct way to start your match day, even if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, and even if you're sat at home. I have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. So, last week we had Fulham. We'll talk about that briefly in a second. But today it's Wolves away. And history would tell you that this is always a high score for Leeds United. It always is. So, let's crack on. Let's get stuck in to what happened last week. So Fulham away, we're touching it lightly because of course I want to talk about Wolves, but I feel like I've got to say something about this. And you know, there probably is going to be a rant alert because it wasn't that great. It was a very frustrating game. And I think you'll find out from this instant review, which I recorded straight after the game, which we'll be doing every week. So here's what I thought after the game. So Fulham 1, Leeds United 0. Wow, I have to say, what a disheartening end it was to that 90 minutes. Our defence was the best thing about that, and I think that says a lot when you've lost 1-0. We just can't create anything. I think our attack is just looking absolutely horrendous at the minute, and the only good thing is our midfield and defence. We are lacking so much firepower. It is insane. It's a bit disappointing, but I guess we played well, but you know, we didn't get anything from it, so there's nothing really good to say, but there kind of is. I don't know, maybe against Wolves next week, we can do something. Well, there you go, as you can tell, I was probably depressed as ever after that game, like a lot of you were. So, I'll go over my positives dead quick. So, the defence, on point, absolutely fantastic. I thought the defence was amazing, which is a shame, because we lost 1-0. Ampadu looked great, coming back from injury, first game back, he looked amazing, going to be such a crucial player for us this year, such a crucial player. We dominated for 75 minutes. Their first shot on goal was a free kick, by the way. I don't think we understand how good we were in that game. We were fantastic, and we got so, so unlucky. Honestly, I'll get on to it in a second, but of course, about the main thing. And to add on to that, Carl Darlow, he was immense. He was absolutely immense. He was fantastic. What a game he had. He came in for Perry and he did such a fantastic job. And let's get on to the negatives. Don't really want to talk about negatives too much because, of course, we'd like to stay positive. The attack, absolutely dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. I mean, what I've got in brackets here is let's play players to their strengths. So what I mean by this, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, his best run of plays came from when we got crosses into the box and when we lumped it up to him. So let's do that to Calvert-Lewin instead of trying to get through a different way. If Calvert-Lewin's going to be our centrepiece up front, our main man, let's play to his strengths. Let's do that then. This next negative, it's just plain and simple. Two words. Brendan Aaronson. Need I say more? Team selection and subs, and that kind of comes on to Brendan Aaronson. I think everybody had the exact same reaction when that lineup came out. We were reading down it, we were like, oh, Darlow, yeah, good, I expected that. Defence looks great. Oh, Ampadu's back, that's fantastic. Okafor, Calvert-Lewin starting. Brendan Aaronson is starting over Willy Nonto. That was insane. The team selection was nearly perfect. Perfect. And that one slot just got it wrong, and it's a bad slot to get wrong, especially when you have Nonto, the quality player he is, on the bench behind him. I find it ludicrous that that's happening. But this is what happens when you go the cheap way with signings, Leeds. That's all I can say. You know, we're going to have these games where we're struggling loads. And to be fair, our defence is great. It's the attack that's a problem. And the fact that we haven't splashed out on a striker or an attacker, in games like that, it shows. We've scored one goal in four games, and it was a penalty. But in that meantime, we've kept two clean sheets in the Premier League, which is insane. And it should have been free. It should have been free. But all the negatives aside, we were severely unlucky. Like, badly. In my opinion, there's some evil force, an evil black magic force out there wanting to destroy Leeds United. Because the Goodmanson own goal, I'm still rewatching it to this day, and I can't get my head around it. I don't know how he's done it. Like, how do you get your body into a position like that? He's not even facing the goal. And it's a great-headed finish as well. This is what I mean. I feel like there's a black magic force out there who's against Leeds United and is wanting us to lose. And I think it's the power of London, to be honest with you. That's what I think it is. And look, that was the second 90th minute own goal in Premier League history. And I've just put, that's proper Leeds, that. Because it is, isn't it? The second 90th minute own goal in Premier League history. You really can't write it, can you? Right. That's a familiar sound, isn't it? Well, if you're new around here, Merv Awards. Yes. I forgot the name of the player that it's named after, actually. I think because I'm too young. That was Dad's forte. But yes, we have the Merv Awards, so we're bringing this back. We're going to be ranking every player out of 10. And then at the end of the week, the end of the season, we're going to be announcing, you know, Mervin's player of the season, who Leeds United's player of the season is. So let's go through the player ratings. So we'll start off with Carl Darlow. I've given him an 8. I thought he was fantastic. He dealt with everything that he could. He could have been man of the match, but I put two players ahead of him. Darlow was fantastic. He was amazing. Definitely deserves to start again there this week, but I think Perry might be injured still. We'll talk about that later again. But Darlow was fantastic against Fulham. Truly amazing. Some amazing saves. Goodmanson, despite the own goal, I've given him a 7 because the own goal was extremely unlucky. You know, we're talking about a 1 in 100 chance that goes in, and that was that one chance. So, but apart from that, he was really good. He was amazing. If you watch that game and looked at Goodmanson for those full 90 minutes and just took out the own goal, he was fantastic. He had such a good game. It was just the own goal that let him down. Rodon, 7, solid at the back. He's looking like to be a solid player in the Premier League, which is nice to see. Exactly the same with Pascal Strike, 7. Kept it tidy, kept it clean, did a job. Bogle, I've given a 9. Bogle is fantastic. Here's a bold shout for you. Write this down in your notebook. In the next few years, Jadon Bogle will be playing for that England team. I can guarantee you he will have an England call-up in the next few years. He is such a good football player. It's insane. And do you know what? I felt so bad for him because, and I'm sorry, it might be a bit nitpicky here and like targeting people, but if he didn't have Brendan Aaronson on that right-hand side, he would have been amazing. The link-up play between him and Nonto is fantastic. Fantastic. Imagine if Nonto was playing that game. We would have won. Bogle, 9. Absolutely immense. Ethan Ambadu, great game back from injury. First game back, I've given him a 9. He was unreal. He is crucial to that midfield now. Absolutely crucial. Longstaff, 7. Again, he was great. I loved him. He had that shot, which was unlucky, that took the deflection and hit the bar. What a great player. Great to have him in the squad as well. I think he might deserve a start this weekend. That's just me. Stack, 6. I think we've seen Stack have a bit of a fall off, and it kind of upsets me because what we saw in that Everton game, he's not replicated anymore. And he was so high energy, so physical, so technical. His passing was amazing in that Everton game. And we just haven't seen any replicant of that from him in the past couple games. So, 6. And it's kind of worrying me here with Stach because I think there's a player in there. It's obvious there's a player in there, but he needs to step up and find his feet quickly. Brendan Aaronson, 3. Absolutely horrendous. He should not... Oh, bloody hell. He should not be starting a Premier League game. Simple as. Brendan Aaronson should not be starting for Leeds United in 2025. He shouldn't have been in 2023, 22. But he was horrendous. Nonto should be playing over him. Nonto is the miles better player than Brendan Aaronson. Aaronson isn't a winger. I'm not sure he's a football player. Dominic Calvert-Lewin, I've given a 5 because the attack was just that bad. I think Calvert-Lewin did okay. He did the job. never really looked like a threat. Had that one header which just went into the hands of the keeper, but he did okay. And then Okafor, I think he was kind of a subject of the other two players because of how poor the attack was. I've given him a 6.5, but again, he looked really exciting. I think there's going to be loads more to come from Okafor, and I think he'll be a great player in a few games. This weekend, I think he has... Today, I really think he has the chance to shine. I really do. And then on substitutes, I've given him all five, so Harrison James, not Unamecha. They came on, didn't really change the game that much. I mean, we look a little bit better down that side with Nonto, but Nonto needs to be starting. I'm sorry, he really, really does. They're your first Merv Awards of the year. Of course, we'll be counting those up, and at the end of the season, we'll be seeing who wins the Merv Award. Right, Fark post-match. So, he said that he was heartbroken, weren't we all, Daniel Fark? And we deserve the third clean sheet and a fifth point, which I agree with completely. Again, like I said, there's a black magic force out there. We were extremely unlucky not to come away with a point in that game. And 5 points from four games of three clean sheets in the Premier League would have been insane. But it's just a shame, isn't it? And as well as that, what happened this week in Leeds United, Tanaka came out in an interview, eh? And he said this. He would have left if we did not get promoted, which is insane. Honestly, when stuff like this comes out, and players say this, it makes you think, you know, God, thank God we did get promoted. Because what would we have done? Genuinely, if we had players like Tanaka leave, we would have been screwed. And I was so lucky to have him in the Premier League with us. It's insane. But do you know what? Maybe one to keep an eye on. A bit of disloyalty there from Tanaka, eh? Don't stir up the pot, thank you. But yeah, I find that insane. It's just so weird how one kick of a ball can decide if a player stays or not. It's insane, absolutely mad. And the old Peacock is being renamed as well. It's been renamed to the Lord Bamford temporarily after he put 5,000 quid behind the bar for that one game. Hey, we love Patrick Bamford, don't we? We love him to bits. I love him. You guys love him. He had some good times over the past few years, didn't he? Maybe not recently, but over the past few years, he wasn't too bad, was he? Okay, let's get stuck in some pre-match then. That's what we're here for. We're here for the Wolves away tour. It's happening today at 3 p.m. Hopefully you all have your dodgy fire sticks and dodgy streams ready, because I certainly don't. I'm not incriminating myself, thank you. But yes, let's get into it. So, Fark presser, of course. Yes, on Thursday, we had Daniel Fark's presser. So what do we know? What did we gain from Fark's presser? So injury-wise, Dan James, a major doubt, which is a bit of a shame. I would have liked to have seen him on the bench to, you know, come on in those final few minutes to really give it some. And this one hurts me. This one hurts me. Nonto is a doubt. No! No! Nonto! Nonto is a doubt. And we were screaming out for him to be starting this weekend. He's the best right winger at the club. He's played at Premier League level before, and he was fantastic. I'm gutted that he's injured. Absolutely gutted. And the worst part about it, it just leaves two men to play. It just leaves two men to play, which I really don't want to talk about. And Perry, unclear, but we'll find out next week. So I think it could be a pretty, you know, long injury for Perry. But if Cardalo continues the way he's playing, I'm not bothered. I'm really not bothered. So Tanaka and Ampadu back, raring to go then. We heard nothing about Tanaka, and Ampadu is, of course, back. So does Tanaka come flying straight back in the side, or do we put him on the sidelines a bit? Because I know Daniel Fark likes throwing Ampadu in. We saw that last time when he got a bad injury. Will he do the same with Tanaka? I think he has to. Tanaka was unreal when he played in that midfield against Everton. So I think he's a must start. And he said the priority is to be solid at the back, which I think is coming across perfectly. Let's just sort out that attack, Daniel Fark. See, this is the thing, LFU. If we sorted out that attack, imagine how good we'd be. We'd be great. We've got two clean sheets in the Premier League, which is insane to me. If we had an attack, we would be so, so good. So, so good. And he says this in practically the next sentence I'm about to read out. We have to improve our cutting edge and efficiency. Which, Daniel Fark, you've hit a nail on the head there. However, We should have signed some players to help improve that, shouldn't we? I mean, I've still got a bit of trust. We're four games in. Let's see how they take on Wolves, who are obviously a bit more of a worse side. But yeah, cutting edge and efficiency. It's like I've been saying, imagine if we had that little bit more, Elfie. That little bit more, just to take us to the extra step. We'd be up there with Sunderland. We definitely would be up there with them. We'd be hovering around the European places. You also say we are always going to be the underdogs, and he's talking about this ahead of this weekend, which I kind of get, but Wolves haven't won this season. They've been absolutely horrendous, so surely we're the favourites. I think we've got to back ourselves a bit instead of calling ourselves the underdogs every game, because that can only get you so far, and surely going and saying, right, lads, we're the underdogs here, that can't do good for confidence. We need to go out there and give it to Wolves. We can't be treated as underdogs, sit back against them. We need to go play, attack them. This is a team that's lost four games, okay? Four games, 0 points, 20th in the league. We've got to go to them. We have to get 3 points. Honestly, it's so important that we do it. If you could pick any coach to develop Gray, he started talking about Harry Gray here, it would be himself, which I find extremely interesting after, if you look at the past players that we've had, young players, none of them have really broken through apart from Archer Gray. Maybe he's going to take a path with Harry Gray because he scored a hat-trick against Scunthorpe midweek. He's looking immense. I can't wait to see him get Premier League minutes. I think he's going to be fantastic. However, I think we're going to have to wait a little bit longer because Farke did continue to say, we will see Harry once he is ready to play in the Premier League. Which I think, yeah, okay, fair enough, but why not throw him in? You know, why not put him in there, see what he can do? Because we've seen this before. I mean, I don't want to go back to the years, but with young players, like, for example, Jesse Marsh, yeah? Jesse Marsh, I know this is going to be a horrendous comparison, but I remember when he just was refusing to play Nonto. Like, he was like, oh, no, I'm not playing Nonto. Don't think he's ready. Don't think he's ready. Nonto came on in one of his, like, first games, his debut games, and he was amazing. Why can't we do that with Harry Gray? Just put him in there, throw him in there as a substitute for the last 20 minutes and see what he can do. You know, there's going to be no pressure on his shoulders whatsoever. Let him go out and play. Let's get him in there. Let's get him in the match day squad and get him on minutes on the pitch. I think it'll do him great. And then finally, the last thing I picked up from his Daniel Farke presser was he gave Jack Harrison more praise, which really, really gets me worried for today's lineup, because the wingers of choice for that side where Willie Nonto is injured and Dan James is injured is the two of Jack Harrison and Brendan Aaronson, which is, to me, a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. So Farke obviously has a liking for them two, which I'm still yet to see why, because I don't think either of them are good players. But Farke loves them. And we're definitely going to see one of them start today. And I'm just dreading it because I just don't want either of them to start. Can we just start with 10 players? Can we start with 10 players and just not have them in there? I'd genuinely back that. I don't know about you, but I'd back starting with 10 players and not playing either Harrison or Aaronson. I just don't think they're good at all. Right, we'll go into the starting 11 now. Who I think should play and what I think it will be. So who I think Daniel Farke would play and who I would play if I had the reins, if Ladd had the reins of Leeds United, who would I start in that starting 11? So this is what I'd go for. So Darlow, Goodmanson, Rodon, Strike, Bogle, that'd be my defence. They've been solid, absolutely solid. Unlucky against Fulham. They have to start. That is the default backline for this whole entire season. Midfield, I've got two changes in here, I believe. Ampadu, Tanaka, Longstaff. That's what I'd go for. I'd think drop Stacked because he's been really poor recently, and I don't think he should play. I think we should give him a rest. This is a pretty important game against Wolves, so we can't be taking any chances. We need players on top form. Longstaff has been great. Tanaka was amazing against Everton, so let's see if he can come back and do something. And Ampadu has been immense. In two games he's played, he's been fantastic. And then front three, Okafor, I'd play Nemecha because I just prefer Nemecha to DCL. I think he adds a little bit more than DCL does a bit more. I think so. I like to see Nemecha play. And then it's one of the only options. So I'm just picking Aronson on the wing. I don't want Aronson to play on the wing, by the way. This is because we don't have any other options to play out there. I hope Nonto isn't as bad as what Fark's kind of sorting it, sort of making it to be. So I hope we can see Nonto at 45 or something like that. But yeah, I think Aronson will start, as it pains me to say, but it's either him or Harrison, and I'd rather go with him. And so this is what I think Daniel Fark will line up. How would he differ to my side? So I think Darlow, Goodmanson, Rode on strike, Bogle. Again, I don't think you can change any of that. If you do, like, you're just shooting yourself in the foot here. You really are shooting yourself in the foot if you go around messing with that back four. Midfield, I think he'll start the exact same one as he did against Fulham, Ampadu, Longstaff and Stack, because he seems to like Stack. And I think Longstaff does deserve a start. And I think Daniel Fark will give him a start as well, even though Tanaka's back. I think Tanaka will maybe, he would maybe play Tanaka on the bench. And then the front three, the exact same. Okafor, DCL and Aronson. Hopefully we can see DCL play some good stuff. Let's play into his strengths. Let's get it up to him, get it into his chest, get it onto his head. That's where Dominic Calvert-Lewin thrives. We have to play like that. And Brendan Aronson, Fark loves Aronson. He loves the Suns. That's literally it. He loves the Suns. He loves Aronson and Harrison. So they're definitely going to be starting, as much as I don't want them to. They definitely will be. So that's the starting 11s that I'm predicting for today's game against Wolves. So let's have another prediction. We're going to do score prediction. Now, this is going to be interesting because Wolves do score. Wolves do score goals despite losing four games. They have scored more than us. They've probably been better going forwards than us. I think they're just a calamity defensively. However, with the other way around, we are extremely good defensively, yet our attack just could not hit a barn door if it tried to. Genuinely, it baffles me. It baffles me. So it's kind of like a tale of, like, you know, it's like yin and yang. It's the exact opposites coming together here. And I think in my prediction, I hate predicting this scoreline because it shouldn't be this. This is such an important game for our season. Like, I don't think we understand how important this game is. We need to pick up points early on. We didn't throw it away against Wolves. We got against Wolves, Fulham. We were extremely unlucky against Fulham, where we conceded a Black Magic own goal, which just put the game away. We should have got a point from that. Newcastle, 0-0. Really can't complain about that. Arsenal, right off anyway. Everton, win. We've been doing well. And we should be on 5 points. We should be on 5 points. But we're not. And it just adds a little bit more pressure to this game. A little bit more pressure. We need to win this. I'm sorry, but we do need to win this. I think this is becoming a bit more of a must-win game. If we don't win this, I think we can start getting concerned. Because 5 games, we've played Everton, who we beat, who look good. Wolves, we just need to get 3 points off them. Fulham, unlucky against them. We need to pull it back. We have to. However, it's just such a struggle to see us going forwards and scoring goals. So the prediction for today's game against Wolves is 0-0. That's what I'm going for. I think defensively we look great. I think our attack just isn't going to work, especially because Nonto's not there. James isn't there. The next option off the bench is Harrison. I just hate saying this 0-0 because I really want us to win. Like, we need to win this game today. If we don't, it's going to be trouble. But I think it's going to be a 0-0 draw. But Leeds United, please, 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 I'm begging you, prove me wrong. Just prove me wrong for once. Okay, right, you heard enough of me talking. We're going to move on to the wise of you. The wise of you? Is it the wise of you? So, Dan may not be on the mic. He may be in the void coaching a team, I believe, making them play Bielsa style football. I wonder if we'll hear something from that from him. I see how he's getting on there. And we actually have great connection into the void as well. So I've been keeping him up to date. He's been listening to the podcasts, hearing about what's been happening with Leeds United. So let's hear his wise of you. And what does he think of today's game against Wolves?
Hello, son. Hope the podcast is going well. And everybody else is enjoying it and your return. Obviously, I would assume they've come back in their thousands, the Leeds fan universe, the LFU, to listen to grown-up lad back giving his opinions after the great education I've given you as your father, despite you leaving me here in the void. Quick update, the team's going well, Bielsa ball going well. One of the lads even scored a bit of a Bamford volley in training, so I gave him a bit of a cuddle, a bit of a Bielsa cuddle, as you do, so that was going well. Wolves then, right? Wolves. So what's interesting here is Wolves score goals, but they also concede goals. So I'm really struggling with this one because I've got to say, as gutted as I was with the Fulham result, to be robbed and mugged like that with an own goal at the end of a game, it was tough because I actually thought, other than the offensive line, we played really well. And if we play like that against Wolves again, I'd like to think we're going to keep their goals down, but they seem to be pretty free scoring. So they're definitely going to get one. So I'm going to give Wolves definitely a one. I think they'll score one goal. But I think this has got to be it, right? Surely, with Wolves conceding so many goals, surely we can at least get one. So I'm going to go for a 1-1. Obviously, gutted that Nonto and Dan James aren't going to be there. So we're probably going to get Aronson playing in that front three again. I mean, they just need to be so much better, those guys. I think we need to get the little Gray. We need to get Gray on. Get him somehow. Bit of creativity. He had a great week against Scunthorpe. Was it a hat-trick against Scunthorpe? Need to get him in the mix now in a serious way because we just need to solve this problem scoring goals. But Wolves should be the place we get our first goal from open play. It's happening against Wolves this weekend, I'm telling you.
Right, well, I have to say, there's one thing. As soon as Dad disappears, we always start agreeing on everything. He wants Harry Gray to play. I want Harry Gray to play. He agrees with how we played against Fulham with me. It's insane. He disappears and we start agreeing. This is a madness. But yeah, there's Dad's wise of you where it's actually, you know, I might have to take away the question mark from that because he's actually spitting a lot of sense now. But yeah, I agree with a lot of him and, it, you know, he's clearly coaching the team there quite well. The Bielsa hug from the Bamford volley. Oh, take me back to that. What a time that was. But yeah, there's Dad's wise of you. I agree with a lot of what he's saying. Do you, LFU, please let us know on our socials, Lad to Leeds on Insta and X, all one word, by the way. Go follow them. But there we go. Wolves away, pre-match done and dusted. LFU, let's pray right now. We're praying Leeds United 3 points. Let's pray to Bielsa. Let's hope we get 3 points. Let's hope we absolutely smash Wolves because we need these 3 points badly. Hopefully it's a high scorer. We are on the correct side of like recent history because it's always a high scoring game, Wolves, isn't it? It always is. Let's batter them, simple as. Let's get those 3 points, LFU. Let's do it. So whether you are travelling down to Wolverhampton, doing a beer run, watching it at home, or even listening to it, I hope you have a great match day, LFU. Let's just go out there, batter Wolves, come back, 3 points, move up that league table, and it's a party atmosphere for the home game against Bournemouth, where I'll hear, well, you'll hear me then. Come on, next week, when I'm talking to you, Leeds United 3 points, we're going up into the Premier League. Hey, let's get a Champions League spot. Come on, Leeds!